Okay, we'll call this conference committee meeting to order, and the time is currently 4:03 p.m. on Friday, June 4th, 2021. For us today is House Bill 69 and House Bill 71. Members present, and we've got Senator Stidman, Vice Chair, Senator Bishop, Senator Olson, Representative Merrick, Representative Levon, and myself, Representative Foster, Chair. And I'd like to invite Lexi Painter, Director of Legislative Finance, to join us at the table. And today we'll be discussing open items in HB 69 as well as HB 71 based on the motion sheets that are dated June 4th. And they will include supplemental capital. Oh, you know what? I wonder if this is an old.
At ease.
Let me back up here for a second. And today we'll be addressing open items in HB 69 and HB 71 based on the motion sheets dated June 10th. And these sheets include items from the FY 22 operating budget in commerce, community and economic development, corrections, education and early development, military and veterans affairs, natural resources, revenue, transportation, language, and other appropriations. And so we will also address a single item in the FY 21 supplemental operating budgets in the Department of Education and Early Development. So with that, we'll move first to our first department, which is Department of Commerce. Senator Stidman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following in the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development's budget. Item number one, Senate. Item number two, House. Item number three, House. Item number four, open.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Olson.
Yes, can I have an explanation on number one, the reduction of general, the subsidy to Alaska Legal Services? What?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Sure.
Specifically, how are they going to go ahead and make up the shortfall that they're going to have coming out of that?
We will take that question up in a moment here. Just going to take a brief at ease. Conference committee back on record at 4:06 p.m. And with that, Mr. Painter.
For the record, Alexi Painter, Legislative Finance Division. So the Senate position reduces the subsidy amount or the general fund amount by $50,000 from $450,000 to $400,000. And it's a nonprofit, so I can't comment on how they will make that up.
And I might add that there's also, this is in the numbers section, and then in the language section, there's additional funds for Alaska Legal Services. I believe is at $311,000, is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct.
Okay. And in the governor's budget for FY22, he did not put in any amount in the language section of the $450,000, is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, he did put in the language section amount of $311,000. This $450,000, he cut the $450,000. The Senate put in $400,000. The House, the full $450,000.
Okay, thank you. So the governor did not put anything in for in the numbers section, the $450,000. So this would be a reduction of $50,000 from the $450,000. Senator Olson.
I just wanted to know what the plans were if they do come up short. But sounds like we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Right. Any further discussion? Hearing none, Senator Olson, do you maintain your objection to item number one?
No.
Okay, the objection has been removed. So with that, the motion with regard to the Department of Commerce passes. And we'll next move over to the Department of Corrections. Senator Stidman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the conference committee adopt the following in the Department of Corrections budget. Item number one, House. Item number two, Senate. Item number three, Senate. Item number four, Senate. All items. Item number 5, Senate, both items. Item number 6, Senate. Item number 7, House. Item number 8, Senate. Item number 9, Senate, modify House structure. Item number 10, Senate, modify House structure. Item number 11, House. Item number 12, Senate. Item number 13, Senate, modify House structure. Item number 14, Senate, modify House structure. Item number 15, House. Item number 16, Senate. Item number 17, Senate.
Okay, do we have any objections?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Olson.
Back on page 2 where you've got the under number 4, population management, it talks about municipal mandate building. What is that?
Let's see, we have an objection. And Mr. Painter?
Through the chair, Senator Olson, when municipal governments utilize state prisons for their inmates, they are paid, the state is paid a rate for that. And this funding, the general fund program receipts, reflects the funding coming from local governments for using the state prisons.
Okay. One further question, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Olson.
Are they successful in securing those funds from the municipalities, or just going at a loss?
Through the chair, Senator Olson, yes, they do receive funds through this. And the increase reflects a increased rate that is being charged to both the state and both municipal and federal government.
Last question, Mr. Chairman, has to do with, have the municipalities been are in favor of this increase in rate?
Mr. Painter?
Through the chair, Senator Olson, the item in itself does not impact the rate. The rate is tied to the actual cost of incurred by the department, and this the rate covers that full cost. This item just deals with the receipt authority. So having the receipt authority allows the department to spend that, those funds. Otherwise, as general fund program receipts, they'd lapse to the general fund.
No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, do you maintain your objection?
No, objection is withdrawn.
Okay, the objection has been withdrawn. And hearing no further objections, the motion with regard to the Department of Corrections is passed. And that next takes us to the Department of Education. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following within the Department of Education and Early Development's budget. Item number 3, House. Item number 4, House. Item number 5, House. Modify, minus $2.5 million.
Okay, are there any objections?
Object.
And we have an objection from Representative LeBon. Representative LeBon, would you like to speak to your objection?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess I'm just looking for a little bit of background information on item number 5 regarding the reduction and the program itself.
Sure. Mr. Painter?
Through the chair, Representative LeBon. So this item in the House amount would have provided a multi-year appropriation for FY 22 and 23 of $5 million total, with the conference committee modification that reduced that in half, so approximately $1.25 million per year. And I believe this is on top of the existing pre-kindergarten grants that are in the numbers section.
If I could ask follow-up, Mr. Chairman.
Representative LeBon.
So to Mr. Painter, through the chair, is the money targeted for select districts or school programs, or is it broadly applied across all districts, or how's the money allocated?
Through the chair, Representative LeBon, the pre-kindergarten grants are I believe a competitive grant program that goes primarily to kindergarten providers that are often nonprofits. And a number of years ago, that program was restructured to be targeted more at a development program where, rather than ongoing support, over time districts would cycle through, or programs would cycle through and then find other sources of support. That's what the existing program. I can't speak to the intent behind this additional item.
Yes, thank you for that explanation, Mr. Chairman. I was just wondering which school districts were operating pre-K programs, but it sounds like these are outside, these programs are outside school districts themselves. Would that be correct?
Mr. Painter?
Through the chair, Representative Wan, I'm not sure if they are exclusively outside of school districts, but I know that primarily or many of the programs are operated by nonprofits.
Okay. Thank you. I remove my objection.
Okay. The objection has been removed. Senator Olson has an objection. Senator Olson?
Actually, what I'd like to know is these development programs that are out there, what's the distribution across the state? Are they mainly in urban areas or in rural areas or a mix? Or what's the distribution?
Through the chair, Senator Olson, I do not have in front of me the list of the most recent grantees. We can provide that. The list I've seen in the past, there is distribution throughout the state, but I can't speak to where they were in the most recent year, but we can definitely provide that to you.
Okay. And Mr. Chairman, when can I expect that, the distribution to be?
Through
this
the
afternoon, chair, tomorrow?
We'd have to
on
request
the 19th, on the 20th, so we missed this question? Or?
I do not know how long it would take to receive that from the department.
Mr. Chairman, I remove my objection. I'll wait for the report.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Olson. Any further objections? Hearing no further objections, the motion with regard to the Department of Education has passed. That next takes us to the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs budget. Item number one, House.
Object for purpose of discussion.
Okay, Representative LeBron.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. And I guess my discussion is simply this. I appreciate the support for the Civil Air Patrol. I think it's a very important program that the state participate in. Most of the money in support of the approximately one dozen Civil Air Patrol locations around our state is non-state support. So this level of support is important to the Civil Air Patrol, and I appreciate that support, and I remove my objection.
Okay, the objection has been removed, and hearing no further objections, the motion with regard to Department of Military and Veterans Affairs has passed.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Olson.
Can I just make a comment?
Sure. Senator Olson.
Having been the object of a search one time by CAP, I certainly want to and speak in favor of the Civil Air Patrol getting this. And since we skipped a year last time, it had an engine quit one time and ended up spending the night out at 20 below. So I fully am in favor of this.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Olson. So with that, that next takes us over to the Department of Natural Resources. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following in the Department of Natural Resources budget. Item number three, Senate. Item number four, House. Item number five, House.
Okay. And hearing no objections, the motion with regard to the Department of Natural Resources has passed, and that next takes us over to the Department of Revenue. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following in the Department of Revenue's budget. Item number one, House.
Object.
And we have an objection. Representative LeBron, would you like to speak to your objection?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess I'm just looking for a little bit of background. Is the addition to the audit staff for corporate income tax returns, evidently that's the focus of the added positions. Is it because audits are not being completed on a timely manner, or is it to initiate additional audits because we feel we're under auditing corporate tax returns in the state, or is that a combination of the two? Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Mr. Painter, do you have any comments on this?
Through the chair, Representative Vaughn, this was a subcommittee addition with the intent, I believe, to audit more returns. The corporate income tax for particularly for non-petroleum corporations, there are so many returns, they do not audit every single one like we do for the petroleum profits or the severance tax. So for this, we you know, they do random samples and or follow-up audit leads. So this would provide more capacity for additional audits.
If I could, a follow-up, Mr. Chairman?
Follow-up.
You mentioned that this originated at the subcommittee level for Department of Revenue. Did the administration support this addition, or was this via the subcommittee?
Mr. Painter?
I can't speak for the administration. It was not part of their budget.
So the subcommittee felt the need, and did the Commissioner of Revenue indicate the need for those additional positions?
Mr. Painter, do you recall the discussion in the Department of Revenue subcommittee?
I really cannot speak on behalf of the department.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, on that point, was it the House subcommittee recommendation or Senate subcommittee recommendation?
That was the House.
House.
Okay. And Representative Obon, do you have further comments? If not, we'll go to Representative Merrick.
No, thank you.
Representative Merrick?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It was my understanding in committee that these positions would pay for themselves, that they have previously added auditors, and that they were able to find more income than the salary itself. So while it looks like an increment, it might save money in the long run.
Thank you. And with regard to that information, Representative LeBond, do you have any further comments, or do you maintain your objection?
I will remove my objection.
Okay. The objection has been removed, and hearing no further objections, a motion with regard to the Department of Revenue has passed, and that next takes us over to the Department of Transportation. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following within the Department of Transportation's budget. Item number 11, House. Item number 12, Senate. Item number 13, Senate modify negative $1.775 million. Item number 16, House.
Object.
Okay, and we have an objection. Representative LeBon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm wondering if items number 11 and 12 are related to each other in any fashion. There's a reduction in item 11 from a seasonal maintenance position for the Dalton Highway. And then I'm just trying to understand if the central maintenance station in any way services the Dalton Highway.
Okay, and Mr. Painter?
It looks like Senator Bishop actually wants to answer that one.
Senator Bishop?
Representative LeBond, the answer is no on question 11, and the central station is not connected to the Dalton Highway. That station has been closed for about 8 years.
And so if I could just clarify, the seasonal position for the Dalton Highway, the $50,000, that it's not a matter of removing $50,000. The Senate's position was to add $50,000, and we are not adopting the increase of the $50,000 here. So, does that answer your question, Representative LeBon?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm just concerned with the maintenance on the Dalton Highway. I hear from the Alaska Truckers Association concern about the quality of the highway and the wear and tear on equipment traveling up and down the highway. And it's just concerning, concerning to me that we're not addressing that problem as aggressively as we could. So that would be my concern. And with that statement, I will remove my objection.
Okay. Do we have any Senator Olson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Since the Dalton Highway goes mainly through the district that I have not heard any significant, although there have been ongoing issues related to the maintenance of the highway, I have not heard anything significant or significantly changed additional funding.
Okay, so Representative LeBond removed his objection, and hearing no further objections, if there are none, then the motion with regard to the items for the Department of Transportation has passed. And that next takes us to the language and other appropriations section. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the conference committee adopt the following in the language and other appropriations. Item 5, Senate, modify change fund code 1171. Restorative justice to fund code 1004 UGF.
Okay, thank you. And just so the public knows, this section deals with the salary adjustments. So are there any objections? Hearing no objections, the item with regard to the language section and other appropriations is passed. And so we'll now move over to the FY21 supplemental operating budget item. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following in the Department of Education and Early Development's budget. Item number 2, Senate.
Okay.
Object for purpose of discussion.
Okay. We have an objection. Mr. Painter, would you mind explaining this one?
Sure. Mr. Chairman, this item was a request by the governor to add funding for Mount Edgecombe for three different federal bills that have passed that provide funding to school districts. Since Mount Edgecombe is a state school, it is appropriate to have the federal receipt authority directly in that school, whereas the others, the department is a pass-through. So this covers funding going to that district in the CARES Act, CARISA, and ARPA. So all three are combined in this one item.
Okay. And I guess just to emphasize, this isn't something that only the Mount Edgecombe school is getting. All schools have gotten some of the COVID-related funds. This just happens to be a separate appropriation from the other schools because this is a boarding school. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct. It's separate because it's a state-managed school, so it receives the funds directly with federal receipt authority. The other school districts, the state receives the money and then passes it to them, but because this is a state school, it's appropriate for the funding authority to reside with the district.
Okay, thank you. Representative LeBond, do you have any further questions on this one?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for that additional information. I think that helps the committee and the viewing audience understand that appropriation. So I appreciate it, and I remove my objection.
Okay. Seeing no further objections, the motion with regard to the Department of Education for the FY21 supplemental has been passed. And that takes care of all of the items that we had before us today. Once our next meeting date and time has been determined, which we hope will be tomorrow, the meeting will be noticed on BASIS. For those in the public, you can go to the Alaska Legislature website and find it there. And so if there is no other business to come before the committee, I would entertain a motion for adjournment. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that we adjourn.
Okay. Hearing no objections, we'll be adjourned at 4:26 p.m. Thank you.